One moment, please. I'm interviewing number 009, who does not want his name mentioned. Thank you. Tell me about your home in Europe.
You see, I was raised in Europe in a small town in Bessarabia.
How do you spell that?
I spelled Bessarabia.
Bessarabi?
Yeah, Bessarabia.
And where was that?
That's what the Bessarabia, what they call a small town.
In
In Europe.
Russia or
And
Poland?
no, that's what the Russian, you see. Used to belong to Romania, and after this, the Russian take it away.
And it was Romania when you lived there.
No, I used to live in Russian because I used to belong to Romania. And after this, the Russian take it away.
All right.
You see it? And I raised by stepfather.
When you came to this country, when did you come to this
In
country?
1999.
And how old were you?
Oh, maybe about 22, like this, or 23.
And Bessarabi was a small
Ah, it's
town.
a small town, yes.
And was it like a farm or a
Oh,
village?
no, that's just what the town said.
How many people would you say?
Maybe it wasn't there about 1,000 Jewish families
1,000 Jewish families.
there. Yeah, that's right.
And the rest, how many other people were there?
I didn't know the rest. I can't remember the rest. It wasn't around, what they call it, the guy who then gave in around up maybe 5 miles of there. There was a little town, what they call it, Zoloshen, you see it, around the Russia, Zoloshen, Sherland, you see the difference. Different countries was around.
All right, tell me about your family that lived in your home. Was it
I live, see, I live, what they call it, what it, 5 brothers and 3 sisters. You
five
see,
brothers?
three,
How many of the five brothers
wait,
were
wait,
older?
wait, 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 what it, three brothers and the 3 sisters. You see, the 2 brothers was it, what they call it, my mother was it married the second time.
All right.
You see, that was it, three brothers. I and another brother was it to give what they call it for one woman, mother, for one father.
I see.
And the other one was it from the stepfather, was it 3 sisters. And 3 sisters and 1 boy.
And how, a number of brothers, were older, and what number of brothers were younger?
Well, I tell you, not the younger brother I got now in Square Hill.
He lives in Square Hill now, but in your home, living in Russia.
He lives in Square Hill. I came up in 1999, and my brother.
Excuse me, Mr. Glick, I wanted to ask you, in the home in Russia, how many of the 3 brothers were older, and how many of them were younger than you?
Well, older, because my brother was older. I say maybe Mr. 20 years older for me, I don't know.
All of them?
Older. And I was the second one, and I got a younger brother. He lives now, what they call it, in he lives now in Square Hill.
So of the 3 brothers, one was older and two were younger.
Yeah, the one older, yes.
And 2 younger.
That's right.
And one is living.
Yes, the one is still living.
All right.
He lived in Shady Side.
And were your sisters older or?
No, the sisters were the younger sisters.
They were all?
I still got 2 sisters living and 1 sister passed away.
2 living and 1. And then there were 2 other brothers. You and another brother were of another marriage.
That's right.
All right. What kind of a house did you live in? Was
oh,
it a brick
house.
House or a?
What a brick house, you see, what they call it, what a partnership, what they call it, like you say, my stepfather used to, this house used to belong to my first father. My stepfather used to live in this house. And after this,
was it a large house, Mr. Glick?
Oh, maybe I can't tell. Maybe 5 or 6 rooms.
All right. And how long did you live there, in that house?
In the house, I tell you, when I come in up here, I was about 22, 23
years. And you lived there all those years?
Yes, I lived all the years there.
I see. All right, and what kind of work did you do in
Russia? What they're going to do, you can, I used to be by my grandmother, she used to keep me. My grandmother used to keep me, I used to help her out, and she used to have a store, like a general store, and I used to help her out.
A general store, what were some of the things that you...
Yes, a general store, I helped her out. Before was there, my older brother was there, and after this, when he left, what they call it, a Russian, I take over his place. An older brother man, you see, he's coming up, I coming up in 1999, and my brother coming here 1907, like this.
All right, Mr. Glick, what kind of things did you sell in the general store? Were there clothes?
Oh, there clothes, anything. Yeah,
everything.
Like everything, clothes, that general store. Clothes, shoes, different ways, you see it.
What about your father's work? Your father was dead?
Yes, my father, I tell you, I didn't remember my father.
And how about your stepfather? And
my stepfather used to be a secretary there for the, what do you call it, used to be a secretary for the like you say, for the, for the state, he used to be a secretary there, for the you know, a secretary used to be there for, you know, when somebody need, what they call it?
A stenographer.
Stenographer, see, somebody need, what they call it, to send it a letter to the governor.
Yes, a stenographer.
A letter to the governor, or there to the, what they call it, to the Naradnik, what they call it, is he to send him a letter there.
And who did he work for?
Well, he worked for the city, for the state, that's
for
a call, as a call, the Keshemer Guberni, see, that I will, that's for the Keshemer Guberni. You see, they used to write their race to the governor there, what they call it, and Achalnik used to be there, what I remember.
Uh-huh. And what were the languages that were spoken in your home?
Yeah, you said Russian, you said.
Russian? Yiddish,
yeah.
Too? Or
yes, Yiddish, too, Russian, yes, Yiddish.
Any too. Other language?
Yes, yeah, like Romanian a little bit. Used to be 3 schools in my place.
And what kind of schooling did you have? Did you go to school?
I tell you, I didn't go much in school, I'll be honest with you. I went to school and I stopped the school. Used to be a school there, what they call it. It used to be like here, the governor, what they call it.
Public school?
The public school, and after this I quit there. I went to my grandmother to help her out.
About how many years of schooling did you have in Europe? Can you remember?
I tell you, I don't remember. Maybe they got to the 3 or 4 years, that's all.
All right, how about cheder? Did you go to cheder or religious school?
Oh, cheder, yes. Cheder, my mother used to keep me in cheder, yes.
Your mother taught you?
Yes, my mother used to keep me in cheder, yes.
And what was your synagogue like? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. There used to be lots of synagogues.
The synagogue you went to?
Well, in my town, there used to be 3 synagogues.
3 synagogues?
Yes.
And what was yours like, the one you went to?
You see, the one synagogue, what they call it, my synagogue used to call a big shul. And after this used to be the shoemaker used to have, what they call it, a separate shul. And another shul, one of the 3 shuls of mine.
And the one you went to, was it a building or was it a regular shul?
No, it was a regular shul.
It was a regular shul?
That's
it. And how many Jews of the 1,000 that were in your town went to that shul?
Maybe the half and a half, what they call it. You can say, yeah, they're underneath the half and a half.
All right. So you'd say about 500 people?
Yeah, the 500 people, yes.
And, I wanted to ask you, this was not a home, this was a regular shul.
A regular shul.
And this is the one you went to.
That's right.
And what were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community? Did you have any relations with people?
What do you mean? You came from in
this country? No, in Europe. In Europe.
Everybody was a friend.
Gentiles too?
Gentile friend. No, used to be Gentile, used to be everybody. Jewish people used to be there.
But you didn't see any Gentiles?
I see a few Gentiles used to come in up in our place to buy some stuff and see them.
And was your relations good with them in the community? Did you have any trouble?
Oh, yes. No trouble. I wasn't good to everybody.
Did you belong to any political organization in Europe?
No, I don't remember this. I'll be honest with you.
And what was the relation of the government to your country? Do you remember what the government was like to the Jews? What were they like to the Jews?
Well, the government used to collect taxes, you know what I mean, from the people. You got to pay the taxes like for a house, different races.
I'd like you to answer what the relationship of the government was to the Jews.
The governor was that the Jews collect money, you know, like here paid in taxes.
But did the other people pay those taxes too?
Everybody paid taxes.
But were they good to you or were they
worse? Oh, yes, good to me. I used to be good to everybody, yes.
No, what was the relationship of the government towards the Jews? Were you persecuted at all?
I remember what they call it, when the Jewish, what they call it, used to sell, like I say, whiskies. Used to sell, everybody used to sell a little bit, and then somebody coming in to sell it, to tell them right away, that's two police here, you're still going to pay them something, you know, to give them in the hand, and either bother nobody.
But you had a good relationship with the government then?
Yes.
What did you think of America at this time, Mr.
The Americans are okay. They're too much trouble now.
No, I don't mean now. What did you think at that time?
At that time?
Of America. When you were in Russia and you were working in your grandmother's store.
I came down, what they call it, after this 1990.
Excuse me, what were you thinking at that?
When I came up 1999, I got a brother here and I got an uncle here. When I came down the first day to Philadelphia.
I'd like you to answer me, if you can. At the time that you were still living in Russia, before you came here, were you thinking of America at all? Did you ever think of America?
Yes, I think
What did you think?
I think of America because out there you used to go, everybody got to go to be a soldier for 3 or 4 years. What it take you, see, but 3 or 4 years. And my mother, my stepfather thought might as well to go now in this country because I got a brother and I got an uncle here I used to have here. And I used to have a...
What's your brother's name?
Jake.
Jake Lick. And is he the one that's living?
Huh?
Is he the one that's living?
No, he didn't live no more.
And how about your uncle?
My uncle no live either no more.
What was his name?
Averbach.
Averbach?
Averbach, yes.
What was his first name?
What was his first name? Honestly, I forgot what the first name what it used to be. It used to be nice people, Averbach. It used to be nice.
Dead too? Is Mr. Averbach dead
yes,
too?
Yes, I mean Averbach, yes. It used to be nice because he got a big family. After this, when I came down 99, after this, he bring his family, bring in three sons and three daughters.
Tell me, Mr., why did you leave the country? Is it because to get out of the army?
That's right.
And you came to the United States, why? Because of your brother and your uncle?
My uncle was here, yes.
And did you have any definite destination? Did you know where you were coming in the United States? What city? Did you know where?
Yes, in Philadelphia. I come to Philadelphia. I used to have an aunt in Philadelphia.
You had your aunt. Was she married to your uncle?
Oh, in Philadelphia, yes. My uncle used to live there. This was my
Mr. Averbach?
No,
oh.
No, no, this is one of my brothers. This is one of my brother, my father's sister. You see, it's my father's sister.
Your real father's sister?
That's right.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, did you go to Philadelphia first?
Yes, I
And how long were you there?
I didn't go there much. Maybe about 2 months I was there in Philadelphia.
And then you came to Pittsburgh?
And after this, I came to Pittsburgh.
All right. Were you part of a traveling group? When you came here, when you left Russia, did you go alone?
No.
Or were you part of a group?
No, I was with a group.
What was the group? Any special?
I remember. There was about 3 people coming together, but I remember.
And could you tell me, were they just friends or were they part of an organization?
No friends, nothing. Just what they call friends. What they call it, just friends. No organization, nothing.
Not organization.
But it's just friends.
And do you remember how you left? Do you remember how you left your city in Russia? And then how did you get here? Do you remember exactly?
Yes, I remember. I left Russia, what they call it. I left Russia, say in September. Before September, not was. And I was 4 weeks, I was already here.
And how did you get, when you left your city, where did you go,
I went to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. How did you get to Amsterdam?
In Amsterdam, I got what they call by train.
All the way to Amsterdam by train?
Yes, by train.
And then Amsterdam you
and
went to?
I went to.
Do you remember the name of the ship?
Well, yes, that's it was it. The ship was it, Thomas, I forget that, the ship was it, what they call it, I remember I coming up here on the ship.
You don't remember the name of the ship?
Others, I forgot already. That's to take me 4 weeks to be up in this country, coming up.
4 weeks, does that include your ship trip and your train from to Amsterdam?
That's right, I paid for everything.
Do you remember how much it was?
Oh, maybe it wasn't much. Maybe $125. That's all.
Boy,
that's what it cheap this time.
Yes. And were you a first class or second class?
That's about the third class.
Third class. And did you, when you came to United States, who met you? Did anybody meet you at the ship?
Yes, in Philadelphia, in Miami.
No, in New York.
No, in New York, the initial, if in New York, I take the train and I went to Philadelphia.
And nobody came in New York?
Oh, yes, no, New York. My aunt, she met me in Philadelphia.
All right. And no organization helped you in New
York?
No,
sir, I didn't get no organization there.
Do you remember any papers that you brought with you, Mr. Glick?
No papers.
Passport or?
No, up there I didn't get no passport, nothing. Just what I got at the color where you got the, don't know what the border, you know what I mean, like the greenness, you know what I mean?
Customs.
And the customs, the border.
The border.
Yeah, I just got the paper, the passport, they said the border, that's all.
Did you have a pass to go, was it your birth certificate?
The border, something was there, yes.
For the border to get into Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, that's right. I said they to take me over to.
But you did not need a passport to get on the ship.
Not at all. No.
All right. Did you bring anything with you? Any objects?
No, I didn't bring nothing. No.
Any money, clothes?
And the money, just what I got. And I coming up here, I just bring $25.
Extra.
Extra. That's all.
Is your name the same now that it was in Europe?
No, it's not the same.
What was your name in Europe?
Europe used to be, my name used to be Burrows.
Could you spell it for me?
Honestly, I can't spell it. It used to be Burrows.
To spell it, Mr. Glick?
Then I used to come in up here, see, and then, you see, they used to start to peddle, and that's what it was to spell it, Burrows. And my uncle told me, might as well, what they call it, I raised by my stepfather, put in his name, Glick.
His name was Glick.
Yeah, Glick, yes.
Now tell me, Mr. Glick, could you try to spell that name for me?
What, Bruiser?
Yeah.
Undecided.
Can you write it?
No, I'm undecided. Bruiser, I forgot how to tell
you. How can you pronounce it? Could you say it into the microphone real clear?
The Bruiser. That's all, Bruiser.
All right. Okay. What first impressed you when you came to the United States? When you got off the ship, what did you think of first?
I didn't think so nothing because I didn't got nothing to do with the, what they call an old country. It's about a new, what they call a textiles or something to come to work. And then I thought maybe I got a gun in the army. My mother told me, might as well gone over. My grandmother used to live yet. Might as well go over see your grandmother, your aunt, and my aunt, and that's the reason I went, because that day was nothing to do except what they call it, like I say, yeah, the buy stuff, be a businessman, buy stuff. Now they got the money to buy stuff, and then they came. I used to buy a cattle, you know, to sell it, a horse to sell, and that's about the whole business mind.
And when you came to Pittsburgh, what did you think of? Anything special in Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't think I'd tell you. I went to Philadelphia, went 2 months, and after this I went to what they call it, to Pittsburgh, to see my brother, my uncle, my brother was here. And then I didn't know what to do it. Take me one day, send me down up, working in the factory. You know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
And I went up for one night. And then the manager, he didn't like me. He sent me home. I didn't know where to go home, and I went to what they call it. My brother used to have a store. And I used to lay in the back from the store till in the morning, you see it?
You had no place to live?
No, I didn't get I asked him because my number, the door was closed, and I didn't want to knock on the door. You see? That's all right, and I used to. A whole night I was lying there about the back from the window.
And that was the one night that you were dismissed from your job.
Yes.
What factory was it? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember. So what it, the factory, I'm saying, what they call it, the Fritz factory. I don't remember what factory was that.
Tell me, Mr. Glick, do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh when you got off the train in Pittsburgh? What was it like? Do you remember what you did? Who met you?
Yes, my brother met me.
Your brother?
Yes, my brother.
The one that is now dead?
Yes, he's dead. He met me. Yes.
And then what did you do?
What I do, after this I started what they call it, I don't want to do to peddle.
That day, Mr.
That day, nothing. What you're going to do, you look around the town and see what's a good name. And then that's all what this is.
All right. Was there anything about your life in the United States that disappointed you? Were you disappointed in anything when you first came here?
No, I didn't. I was disappointed in nothing at all because I didn't get nothing to do, no country. Neither disappointed after this make give me a packet to go to peddle. You see, I went to peddle. When I went to peddle, I remember coming down. What they call it, you got Finneville. I don't know if you heard from Finneville or not.
Excuse me?
Finneville, you got a place Finneville, you got about 25 miles away.
Finleyville.
Yeah. Yeah. I some people make me down a piece of paper, and I went down to Finneville, you know, when you're coming down and I see hard bagel, you know, nice hard bagel. And I take a packet with the hard bagel and I put it in my pocket. And after this, I eat them up, and I got some crumbs. And I come and dance in a German woman, and I say, my God, I got some crumbs, and I can't stand it. And she give me pepper and whiskey. I didn't know what she do it. And she give me to drink.
And
after this, this helped me, what they call it, my stomach.
You really, eating 6 bagels is enough to make your stomach hurt.
Yeah, maybe 6 or 7 bagels. You know, when you see the no-comfort bagel, this is a luxus, this is a bagel. You see it and I eat it and I got the egg stomach, and after this they should give me something to drink. I didn't know she was a pepper and I don't know what that's about a German woman.
Did it help you?
Oh yes, it helped me a whole lot.
Tell me, is that when you were peddling in Finleyville? You went peddling?
Yes.
What did you peddle?
I peddled me to dry goods.
Dry goods. And where did you get the dry goods?
That up at the store used to be Slutsky Brothers used to be.
Slutsky.
It says Slutsky Brothers and Fifth Avenue used to be. Charlie Klein used to be there.
Was there any point during the first 5 years where you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant? I mean, did people make fun of you, or were people weren't nice because you came from Russia?
Well, no, make fun of me because I tried to be good to everybody, and I see somebody want to make fun of me. Well, I pass it away for them. You know what I mean? I usually go to friends' houses and talking to him, and that's all that I remember. See, no, make fun of me.
You had no trouble.
After this, I went out working in a baker shop, and I got the first month, I got $5 for eat and drink, and then I used to get $5.
$5 a week or a month?
A month.
What, did you have room and board there?
No, room and board and everything, and I got to feed the horses.
And was that the first 5 years you were here?
Yes, I got to feed the horses, and what they call it, and it, flour, I got to take and put them out in the wagon, and I got to load it out, and they loaded in the wagon with the flour. So I get the first month, I get $5, but I remember.
And tell me, where was this? Do you remember where?
Yeah, oh, yes, in the Homestead, PA.
Homestead, and who were you working for? Do you remember?
Yes, Mr. And the one by the name is Mr. Markowitz.
Markowitz.
Yes.
And he owned the bakery?
Yes, he owned the bakery.
And what were your hours?
Oh my God, I used to go at 5 o'clock in the 5 o'clock in the morning till maybe 7 o'clock in the night.
And you did get your room and board?
Yes, I get a room and board.
When you peddled for the Slutsky brothers and for Charles Klein, did you get your room and board there
no,
too?
No.
You were on your own?
I went to my own. I used to go out, about the color, but I used to go out in the countries. I used to come in on the other, the 4 or 5 o'clock, and I was there too.
And you were on your own. You took the money. How much of the money did you keep when you were peddling?
Oh my God! Maybe they got $50.
No, if you sold $100 worth of merchandise, how much of it did you keep? The money.
Oh, then I sell $100 fortune in my merchandise. You make about $25.
So you got about 25% commission.
That's right.
And. Was this also the first 5 years that you did the peddling for Slutsky and Klein?
In 1912, I was married already.
One moment, please.
Okay.
All right, please. After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished what you wanted to, or that you would eventually do what you wanted to?
Well, I think I got to do something else. Well, I got to do the best what I can.
Yes. You're... I see. Where was your first home in Pittsburgh?
Well, I tell you, I didn't care. I used to stay by the name...
Did you live with your brother?
No, not yet. Watmaker. It used to be Watmaker on Fulton Street.
Is that where you came the first time?
In Fulton Street. I used to stay in this place.
What, did you take a room there?
Yes, I take a room there, yes.
And where is Fulton Street?
Huh?
Fulton Street, where is that?
Fulton Street down up next to Logan Street. You know, Logan Street, Fulton Street used to be around
there.
That's
the hill then?
Down the hill, yes.
And you rented a room with some people?
With some people. I used to pay the $5 a month or something like this. I don't remember.
Well, you also were at the bakery getting room and board, so how did that work out?
Huh?
When you lived at the bakery, you didn't live here then.
No, I didn't live there. Sure, I lived at the bakery. Sure. I think I got about $5 a month. And I rent out.
And you lived there at the bakery. Yeah. How long were you with the bakery?
Oh, maybe about 6 months.
And how long did you peddle for the Slutsky brothers?
Oh, I peddled a long time.
How many years would you say?
Oh, I could tell you that I don't remember many years. Maybe 20, 25 years. I don't know how long I used to peddle.
How long did you live on Fulton Street?
I didn't can't say because in 1912, you see, I did marry in 1912. I wasn't married already.
So you lived there about 3 years,
and
maybe?
Maybe in 1912 I married, and I got the 3 rooms in this down up on Worcester Street.
Worcester?
Worcester Street, and this is up the hill to in Worcester Street.
Tell me, what was your house on Fulton Street like?
Just a downstairs was a store downstairs. I think my grocery store was downstairs, and upstairs there used to be rooms.
And the Worcester Street was on the hill too.
That's
and
right.
How long did you live there after you got married?
In Worcester Street, I think you know this is maybe lived in Worcester Street maybe 3 or 4 years, and after this I went in 2 rooms and 3 rooms. You see it.
Did you work on Saturdays or on the Jewish holidays?
Oh, yes, I used to.